Praised be Jesus and Mary. Just one thought on the gospel today for the sake of brevity. Our Lord tells us, when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In commanding us to do this, to pray like this, our Lord not only enjoins us, commands us to avoid being the center of attention when we pray, but also commands us, admonishes us to avoid distractions when we pray. In both ways, he tells us to pray in the presence of God and to be concerned with the presence of God and that alone, by not being the center of attention, by not seeking reward and the attention of men, of others, but also by avoiding distractions, by avoiding what dissipates us in prayer, by avoiding that which inhibits us from being in the presence of God. That's why he says, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. In other places in the gospel, our Lord tells us also to pray always. So when we put these two together, we can say that our Lord, when he teaches us to pray, wants us to pray always, and to do so by staying recollected always, by staying always in the presence of God, mindful of the presence of God in our lives, in whatever we do, whether we fast or give alms, whatever we might do. And St. Maximilian reminds us of this. He reminds us that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who inspires us, he breathes when he wills. He doesn't necessarily wait for us to be actually in our room with the door closed. He expects us to be recollected always, to be waiting for those inspirations, to be waiting for those divine communications, the divine light, the divine inspirations, divine motions of the will, the graces that he gives us. He expects us to be recollected and waiting for them always. And life-changing graces can come in these times, St. Maximilian reminds us. If we're faithful to little things, we'll be given greater things, and our lives can be changed by a life of habitual recollection. So let's heed our Lord's commandment to pray and to pray well. How? By praying always, by being always recollected, by being always in the presence of God, ready for his holy inspirations, which come when he desires to send them, when which he sends to those who are always recollected, who are always living in his presence. Praised be Jesus and Mary.